You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. If you're a local film buff, this is the weekend for you. The North by Midwest Microbudget Film Festival and the Teen Filmmaker Festival have combined forces this year for one big film extravaganza in Kalamazoo.
Buddy, why do you even need this stuff? You know, we don't even have this type of printer.
Store credit or cash?
Come on, dude.
How long was that break?
3 hours.
3 hours?
That's a clip from the film Buzzard by Grand Rapids filmmaker Joel Petroikas. North by Midwest will host a special screening of the movie at Alamo Drafthouse tonight. Nick Eppinga handles public relations and outreach for Public Media Network, which hosts the festival.
It's about a small-time con artist, I guess. People start to notice what he's doing, so he starts to unravel and get a little paranoid, I guess. So it's actually a comedy.
Eppinga says Petroikas will hand out awards at North by Midwest on Saturday, but he'll also judge the Teen Filmmaker Festival on Sunday. The two festivals have a lot in common. Both feature local filmmakers and favor low-budget flicks. All the films submitted to North by Midwest have to be made for less than $5,000 or $10,000, depending on the category. Teen Film Fest organizer and Kalamazoo Youth Librarian Stuart Fritz says teen films are usually even cheaper than that. He jokes it's more like a no-budget film fest.
I think by virtue of the fact that they're teens, many of them don't have access to the equipment or the editing or that sort of thing, and they really have to kind of make this stuff just kind of on the fly in the camera. And yet they still turn out great films.
Eppinga says teaming up with the Teen Film Fest just made sense.
We had an older audience, and the Teen Filmmaker Festival had a younger audience. So we thought by combining them, maybe we can get the two groups to go to the different events.
Fritz says seeing older filmmakers might encourage teens to keep doing their art after high school.
Once they get done with our fest and they're too old for it, they know that there's a venue for them to continue on.
Ashley Morris is the marketing and promotions coordinator at Public Media Network.
I think, too, that it's very important for them to meet the older filmmakers and get some inspiration from them, see the films that do make it into the festival, and as they get older, they can kind of develop their skills from that.
Fritz says until this collaboration, the Teen Film Fest was still using CDs. North by Midwest introduced him to a website that lets filmmakers submit their work online.
Which really helped with kind of cutting back on losing discs in the mail, which happened every year before this. And it also allowed us to watch the films as they came in.
Fritz says starting this year, the Teen Film Fest won't be restricted to high school students anymore.
So last year we thought, we get all these films by middle schoolers. Some of them are really good and we kind of would like to show them off. So this year we created a special award category called the Young Filmmaker Award.
The winner of that award will get a full-ride scholarship to the Kalamazoo Institute of Art's week-long filmmaking camp through the Kirk Newman Art School. Both festivals are also holding panel discussions on filmmaking. After all, Eppinga says, the weekend is partially about filmmakers meeting other filmmakers.
And hopefully build some relationships so they can work on films together.
The North by Midwest Microbudget Film Festival will be held tomorrow at the Epic Center, followed by the 14th annual Teen Filmmaker Festival on Sunday in Chenery Auditorium. Joel Petroikas' movie Buzzard is showing tonight at 8:30 at the Alamo Drafthouse. For tickets and more showtimes, follow the links on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.